This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden arrived at the Vatican this morning for his meeting with Pope Francis to talk about the pandemic, poverty, and climate change. The president's overseas for two global summits. Before leaving Washington, he said he's reached a historic agreement with Democrats in Congress on his domestic policy plan.
With my Democratic colleagues, we have a framework for my Build Back Better initiative.
But some items have been dumped from the plan, like a paid family leave program. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Still in the mix, a long list of other priorities. Free pre-kindergarten for all youngsters, expanded health care programs, including the launch of a new $35 billion hearing aid benefit for people with Medicare, and $555 billion to tackle climate change. Republicans remain overwhelmingly opposed, forcing Biden to rely on the Democrats' narrow majority in Congress, with no votes to spare in the Senate and few in the House.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is accused in a criminal complaint of a misdemeanor sex crime. An Albany County Sheriff's Office investigator filed the complaint. It accuses Cuomo of putting his hand under a woman's shirt last year. Cuomo's lawyer says he never assaulted anybody. Florida is suing the Biden administration over a COVID vaccine mandate for federal contractors there. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Governor Ron DeSantis is fighting not only the vaccine mandate for federal contractors that takes effect in December, but also the requirement that healthcare workers and facilities that accept federal money and people at private companies with more than 100 workers will have to get a COVID shot. Biden says the vaccine mandates will help end the pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow gained 239 points yesterday. The S&P up 44. This is AP News. Oklahoma's first execution after a series of botched executions in 2014 and 2015 didn't go quite as planned.
60-year-old John Marion Grant, sentenced to death for the 1998 stabbing death of prison cafeteria worker Gay Carter, is the first Oklahoma inmate put to death since 2015. He convulsed and vomited after being given a sedative, the first of three drugs used in the execution. Two members of the execution team wiped the vomit from his face and his neck. Retired AP reporter Michael Grotchek, who still covers executions for the Associated Press, has witnessed some 450 such deaths and recalls only one instance of someone vomiting during the execution. In an emailed statement, the Department of Corrections said the execution was carried out according to protocols and without complication. Six more Oklahoma inmates are scheduled to die by lethal injection through next March. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.